Amen.
Like many Americans, Christopher Ziegelhofer is trying to raise his young family in uncertain economic times. The chemical industry worker has lost a series of jobs, he says, over the past 7 years as factories close due to hard times or outsource their workforces. But at the height of the recession, he was faced with extreme challenges in finding work.
Working part-time at a job, you know, collecting unemployment, and, you know, just trying to get back in the industry.
Ziegelhofer was unemployed for months and says he began to worry about how he would care for his family. But his luck changed when AE Polysilicon opened a production plant in Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania, the economically depressed steel town that Ziegelhofer calls home.
I actually got the job, and getting that job was like hitting the lottery. I mean, it sounds a little crazy to say that I hit the lottery getting a job, but when you think about how the way the world's going right now, to be able to get a job that has like an endless future, you couldn't ask for nothing more.
In his new job, Ziegelhofer supervises the manufacturing of highly refined materials for solar panels. The company says its unique process produces higher efficiency solar panels at increasingly lower costs. AE Polysilicon got $44 million in federal tax credits as part of the 2009 Recovery Act, under a program aimed at creating green-collar jobs. This allowed the company to hire Ziegelhofer and 13 of his fellow laid-off co-workers, along with dozens of others.
To companies like AE Polysilicon, where America's economic growth and clean energy goals come together, economic stimulus grants created 450 jobs here, with more expected in the future.
Leo Toole, the company's development manager, says the whole community came out a winner.
What we bring to this community is we bring jobs that of all different levels. We have manufacturing jobs, we have engineering jobs, we have business jobs, and these are sustainable jobs, high-paying jobs in an industry that is growing.
And there's another benefit. Toole says that once the plant is fully operational, there will be a domestic energy boost as well. It's exactly these type of dual-impact jobs that President Obama hopes to create with his new $447 billion Jobs Act.
Should we keep tax breaks for millionaires and billionaires? Or should we invest in education and technology and infrastructure, all the things that are going to help us out-innovate and out-educate and out-build other countries in the future?
But not everyone agrees the jobs bill is good medicine for the economy. Economist John Makin with the conservative-leaning American Enterprise Institute says the president's ideas are not new and not effective.
Everybody wants people to get jobs, but we've done all these things. And the operational question here is, if we simply do more of it, will it work? If it had produced a higher growth rate, if growth had continued as people expected it would, we wouldn't be looking at this program.
Nevertheless, according to the nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, that first stimulus program created or saved jobs for as many as 3.2 million Americans. For Christopher Ziegelhofer, who is one of those workers, investing in jobs sounds like the right thing to do.
If you can give a person a chance to make an honest living and work every day, and you want to stimulus that way, it's the best thing that you can have.
Having a chance to work, for Ziegelhofer at least, means literally powering a new economy. Derek Henkel, VOA News, Fairless Hills, Pennsylvania.